just want to finish up a little bit from yesterday's shiur, and then we'll get into today's shiur about the machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachomim and different approaches to that. Yesterday we saw that almost all the Rishonim say that when he's not Mursok as an Aku, he's going to be believed to say that he was Megayir and Bezdin, because he has a migu, then he could have said that he's Yisrael. Right? The whole sugya here, where we have the machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachomim, is when he's muksak as an akum, and then you have a question when Yehuda says in Eretz Yisrael you need edim, chutz la'aretz you don't need edim. Chachomim hold both in Eretz Yisrael and chutz la'aretz you need edim. And but we saw the Rambam yesterday, that the Rambam talks about a case where he was not muksuk as a goy, and therefore he has a migu, and he's going to be neman. But the Rambam says he's only neman in Eretz Yisrael, and in those times when cheskas hakol shon becheskas Yisrael. But in chutz la'aretz, he'll have to bring a raya, and then he can marry a bas Yisrael. The Rambam says that's a maila biyuchsin. The Ravid argues on the Rambam, and he says it's neither like Rabbi Yehuda nor like the Chachamim. So the Magid Mishnah answers that the Rambam is talking about a different case. The Gemara is talking about a case where he's Muchsok as an Akum, which the Rambam himself mentioned in Halacha Zayin. The Rambam in Halacha Zayin paskins, Bo v'oma nizkayarti b'veizdino sholploni v'hitbiluni eino nemon lovo v'akol achiyovi eidim. Right? So if you have a goy, Muchsok is a goy, and he says, I was Megayir and Best in Ploni, so then Eino Neman Lovo Bakol, we don't accept him as a ger unless he brings Eidim. And the Rambam doesn't distinguish between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz because he's passing like the Chachomim. The Magid Mishnah points that out over there. Because over there the Rambam is talking about, he's talking about Muchsok as an Akum. But over here, the Magid Mishnah says the Rambam is talking about a case where he's not Muchsok as an Akum. So basically, he should be believed because he has that, he had Pesha also a Pesha Mishihite. He has a Migu. And the Rambam says, Mishamayla Biyuchsen in Eretz Yisrael, we will believe him. He can marry a Bas Yisrael. In Chutz La'aretz, Mishamayla Biyuchsen, we're not going to believe him. Right? And so that, therefore, the Ravid assumed that the Rambam was talking about the case in the Gemara. And that's the only place where we find such a distinction between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. And he says, it's the opposite of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's not like the Chachamim. So what does the Pshat in the Rambam? But the Magid Mishnah says, the Rambam is talking about a new case. The case that the Rishonim mentioned, where he's not Muchsak as an Akum. However, the Rambam makes a distinction over here between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, where it's all the Rishonim, right? All the Toises, the Rabbein Otam, the Rosh, the Ramban, the Rashba, don't, and the Ritva, don't make such a distinction in a case where he's not Muchsak as an Akum. The Rambam makes such a distinction. But where did the Rambam get this from? So that's what the Vilna Goyin says. The Vilna Goyin says that the Rambam learned it from Yerushalmi. Actually, the Vilna Goyin got it from the Migdal Oz. The Migdal Oz was the first one who discovered this Yerushalmi. And he got it from Yerushalmi that says, Chaviva Eretz Yisrael, Shemachsher is Gerim. Ha'im of Eretz Yisrael, Gerani Mekabli Mosa Miyad. B'chutz Loretz, Ein Mekabli Mosa, Le'im Kein Hoyu, Eidov Imo. So the Vilna Goyin says, this Yerushalmi contradicts our Gemara. Yerushalmi is saying that in Eretz Yisrael mikabli nosa miyad, in Chutz La'aretz he has to bring Eidim. It doesn't follow any of the Tanoim in our Gemara. So the Vilna Goyin says that the Rambam learned that Yerushalmi is talking about a case where he's not Muchsok as a Nakum, and he says Ayein Toisis be Memzayin Omed Aleph Divrei HaMaskil Muchsok. Right? That if he's not Muksak as an Akum, basically he will be believed because he has a Migu. And that's what the Rambam says. He's believed because of a Migu, Pesha Asa Hua Pesha Hiti. Right? But the Rambam makes a distinction based on this Yerushalmi between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz. Because in Eretz Yisrael, where there's Rov Yisrael, there's Chazoka, that everyone there is Yisraelim. So therefore, there's a much stronger Raya. He has a much stronger migu that he says If he say, he could say that I'm a Jew, because then he mamish has a ruba de isa kamon, right? Because most people there are Jewish, so that's much strong, much stronger raya. So then there's no maila over, no maila b'yursa. Masha'enkein in chutz la'aret, where he would be believed to say that he's a Jew. The migu taina is only based on the ruba, the lesser kamon, that the chazoka that Rov HaBoim Lefoneinu B'Toras Yadus Yisrael him. That's not as strong as a Ruba di Isa Kamon. So over there they made a Maila B'Yuchsin, because the proof, the Raya, the Birur is not as strong. But the Rambam bases it on this Yerushalmi. So that's the Vilna Goyim brings that as the Mokko. The Rosh, before we get into a pshat in the Machloikas of Yehuda and the Chachamim, there's one more Nekuda that we have to focus on, and that is the Rosh. Right? The Rosh has 2 days. Gemara says, Bohu ve'ed of imo, so he's going to be Neman. So when the Gemara explains, what do you need a pasuk for that? The Gemara says, when the Eidim came and they said, Shemanu, Eid mi pi Eid, they heard from someone else. They didn't witness the Geiris themselves. So the Rosh says, the first day in the Rosh is that this Eidus of Shnei Eidim who was saying Shomanu will work in this case Bein L'Reb Yehuda, Bein L'Chachomim. Even according to Chachomim is going to work. And the Rosh says, why? The Amri Eidim Shomanu Shenizgaya Bevezdin Shulploni have the Eidus de Gilui Milsahu Umikre Shapir Bohu Ve'id Ave'ed Avimu. Right? It's the reason he gives is because it's only a Gilui Milsahu Ve'amu. Our problem. The problem, how can you need to aid him, but it works over here with an ABPA, just with the Shomanu. How can that work? So the Rosh tries to explain it, because it's only a Gilui Milsa Bialma that they're saying that he was Megaya in Bezdin Ploni. Exactly what does that mean? What does that mean? We'll see. And then the Rosh brings down another day, the Efsha, that when the Gemara says that Shomanu works, that's only according to Rabbi Yehuda. That Rabbi Yehuda says, or Yehuda is the Mekel, he says in Chutz La'aretz you don't need Eidim at all, only in Eretz Yisrael. So Yehuda says in Eretz Yisrael where you need to Eidim, but the Eidim can say Shomanu. But according to the Chachom, who say Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'Chutz La'aretz, Tzorich Lahavi Raya, you need Eidim. So then the Rosh says, according to Chachomim, you need a Raya Brewer, the Eidus Brewer. You need Eidim Gemurim. That means no Eid BP Eid. They have to say, we saw ourselves, we saw the Gevus. So that's the second daya in the Rosh. So the Rosh in his second daya is making a machloikes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. We have one machloikes in the Gemara, machloikes about Chutz La'aretz. But the Rosh is saying there's a second machloikes between them. That according to Rabbi Yehuda, Shnei Eidim with Shomanu works. But according to Chachomim, you need Eidus Brura. You need real Eidim. And the Korban Nasan, the last over there, where do we find such a machlokes in the Gemara? The Gemara doesn't mention such a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. Gemara only says they have a machlokes. When Rabbi Yehuda says, Eretz Yisrael, you need Eidim, Chutz La'aretz, you don't need Eidim. The Chachomim hold both Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz need Eidim. But we don't find the machlokes in the nature of the Eidus. What kind of Eidus you need? So how did the Rosh have a right to make a machloikis like that between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? And where did he see that there is such a machloikis? But Lemaisa, we do have 2 days that the Rosh brings down where the Shomanu is going to work, whether Shomanu will work according to the Chachamim. That's very important because we paskin like the Chachamim, right? So will Shomanu work to Eidim who come and say, Shomanu shenizgaya bevezdin ploni, is that going to work according to the Chachomim, or no, you need mamish a real Eidus, an Eidus brewer. In fact, the Rif and the Rambam don't mention anything about Shomanu. Then when they bring, they paskin like the Chachomim, and they leave out Shomanu. So apparently they held like this second day in the Rosh, that Shomanu only works according to Rabbi Yehuda, but not according to Chachomim. But what's the Hesber in that? Why should there be a distinction in terms of the nature of the Eidos between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? So that's a question that the Ramesha deals with, and we're going to deal with it as well. Okay, let's start off. Let's start off with the Neidav Yehuda, because the Neidav Yehuda gives us a possible pshat in the sugya, and Ramesha argues vehemently on the Neidav Yehuda. But Neidav Yehuda is the starting point. The Neidav Yehuda has a chiddush. What's the chiddush? What's the main chiddush of the Neidav Yehuda? Gerus is a dover shebe'erva. Right? To testify that someone was megayer has a status of a dover shebe'erva, and dover shebe'erva tzorich shnayim. You need to aid him. And he says, especially by a giyores, it's a dover shebe'erva, because before she was megaya, she was mamish in erva, right? Because last week's parsha, habayal aramis kanoim pogim bo, right? If a Jew has beer with an aramis b'farhesia, with a goya b'farhesia, he's the kanoim pogim bo, like Pinchas. And if they weren't pogebo, he's chayiv kores, the Rambam says. So it's mamish, she was mamish in erva before, and now, through the Geirus, she's becoming a Bas Yisrael. So that certainly has a status of a Dova Sheva Erva. But the Neidav Yehuda says, even by a Ger, it also has a status of Dova Sheva Erva. The Neidav Yehuda really doesn't explain himself. Why Geirus is a Dova Sheva Erva? But he says, as a result of that, you need to aid him, right? Because it's the Dova Sheva Erva. So the question that he does not discuss, but the question is, well, so then how can, if a person is not muhsuf that he was a goy, how can he come before us and say, I'm a ger, right? It's a dover sheberva. Why shouldn't he need to aid him? According to Neidav Yehuda, that gerus is a dover sheberva. And what's the answer to that? Neidav Yehuda doesn't focus on this point. What's the answer? How can somebody, we don't know who he is, and he comes before us and he says, I'm a ger, right? So we believe him. What? Migo is strong enough. The answer is because Migo is strong enough. Even by a Dova Sheva Erva, we use Migo, right? Migo works by Dini Mominis, or works by Dova Sheva Erva, so where he has a Migo, right? So he's going to be believed. But that's where he has a Migo. When there is no Migo, so then it's a Dova Sheva Erva, and you need Shnei Eidim. So what's the big problem that the Neidav Yehuda himself deals with? He had a problem. If it's a Dova Sheva Erva, that you need Mamish Shnei Eidim. So what about this din? What about the din of the Gemara, Abohu Ve'edov Ima? Right? So how does that work? So the Neidav Yehuda says, if we're going to learn Bohu Ve'edov Ima, that the Eidim have to be Eidim Gemurim according to the Chachomim. So it's very good. Why? Because the Chachomim would hold, Geirus is a Dover Sheva Erva. You need to Eidim Bein Ba'aretz, Bein Ba'chutz La'aretz. And those two Eidim have to be Eidim Gemurim. Because it's a Dover Sheva Erva, right? Eid Mipi Eid will not work. Eid Mipi Eid. And that's why he says, the Riv and the Rambam leave it out, right? And the Russian one day says that according to the Chachamim, you need Eidim Gemurim. But what happens if you learn that according to the Chachamim, Eid Mipi Eid will work, right? So how does that work? If it's a Dover Sheva Erva, Dover Sheva Erva needs two Eidim, just like Dini Mominis and Dini Nefoshes need two Eidim, and Eid Mipi Eid doesn't work. So how is it going to work over here? If we're going to learn that Eid Mipi Eid does work, so Neidav Yehuda says what? Has no idea who to answer that question. It's a short paragraph. There's a lot of information in the paragraph of Neidav Yehuda. How does he answer that? Neidav Yehuda says, because what did they say? Shomanu shenizgaya bebezdin ploni. We heard that he was megaya in a particular bezdin. So they can go back to that bezdin. It's possible to go back and ask that bezdin, was this person really megaya by you? So what does that make it into? A milsa davida ligluye. So milsa davida ligluye. And milsa davida ligluye is going to be neman, right? So that's how the Neidav Yehuda explains it, right? Certainly, if you learn that you need edus gemura, so then we understand that because it's a dover sheva erva. But even if you hold that Eid Mipiyed will work, it will work. You need Shnayim Eidim. It's a Dovish Rebbe Erevot, so you need two Eidim. It's not Yisurim, where we say Erecho Neman V'Yisurim. But since it's a Milsa David Ligluye, it's going to work. Right? So according to Neidi Behuda, we have one approach right away. And Neidi Behuda could learn that the Chachomim hold, why do you need Eidim, Bein Ba'oretz, Bein B'chutz La'oret? Because it's a Dovish Rebbe Erevot. Right? And therefore you need Shnei Eidim. And Rabbi Yehuda would hold what? It's not a Dovah Shev Ve'erva. Yehuda would hold in Chutz La'aretz Eid Echad is Neman, right? He's Neman on himself. In Eretz Yisrael you need two Eidim because of Cheshash Mishaker, because of Shvacha De'eretz, Shvacha De'eretz Yisrael. Right? So that's a possible approach in learning the Machlokes. But the yesod is that the Neid Yehuda holds that Geirus is a Dovah Sheva Erva. Ramesha argues on this Neid Yehuda with some very, very strong arguments. Right? First of all, Ramesha holds that Geirus is not a Dovah Sheva Erva. Right? He holds Misod. He says Neid Yehuda never really explained himself why Geirus is a Dovah Sheva Erva. Ramesha argues and Ramesha holds Geirus is not considered to be a Dovish or Be'erva. And what's Ramesha's main argument? Why it's not a Dovish or Be'erva?
You want to become a Jew.
What?
The main reason is you want to become a Jew.
No, that's not why it's not defined as a Dovish or Be'erva. What does Ramesha hold that it's not defined as a Dovish or Be'erva? What?
Because it relates to all aspects of him being a Jew.
What is Dovah Sheva Erva according to Ramesha?
The point is that relationship.
It's Nogea to Ishus. Mm-hmm. Dovah Sheva Erva is Gittin, Kiddushin, Znus, right? Where she becomes Asur Labayla. That's Dovah Sheva Erva, where it relates to Ishus, right? So then, all of those, you need to aid him by Kiddushin, by Gerishin, and to declare her that she was Mizaneh Tachas Baila. That's Dovah Sheva Erva, right? But Gerus is not a Dovah Sheva Erva, even though Gerus does affect Kiddushin, because you can't have, there's no Tfisas Kiddushin by a Goy, right? It's also to marry a Goy, but that's not the Ikur point of Gerus. The essence of Gerus, Ramesha says, is that not nogea to issues, but it's for chi of mitzvahs, and to be noyer b'chol dinei Yisrael. There is a consequence of the geirus is that now there can be kedushin, whereas before they couldn't be kedushin. But but geirus is not a dovah sheva erva. Dovah sheva erva has to be something which is directly and primarily nogea to issues. And that's why he says there's a Havamina in Tosis, in Gittin, Daf Beis, about Nida. Right? We have a Pasuk V'Sofra Lo, that a Nida is Nemon on herself. Right? V'Sofra Lo. Right? From there, Tosis wants to learn Eidecho Nemon V'Isurin. And Tosis says, why do you need a Pasuk for that? And Tosis says, we would have had a Havamina that Nida is a Dova Sheva Erva. Right? Nida is a Dovah Sheva Erva, Kamash Malon, that you don't need to wait him. She is Nemon, and Eid Echad is Nemon by Nida. Right? So Ramesh explains, what was the Havamina that Nida is a Dovah Sheva Erva? After all, Nida has consequences, not only that she's Asura Labayla, but Nida's Tameya. If she touches Truma, the Truma becomes Tameya. She's not allowed to eat Truma. There are many halachas that revolve around the din of Nida. But what's the Havamina that it's a Dovah Sheva Erva? So Ramesha says, because it's primarily the din of Nida is that she's Asura Labayla. There are other halachas as well that she's Tameya, but that's not primary. And therefore, we would have thought that Nida is a Dovah Sheva Erva. Come Mashmalon, Gzeres HaKosov, that it's not a Dovah Sheva Erva. Eid Echad is Neman. And perhaps Ramesha says the Gzeres HaKosov is that since Nida is Nogeya as well to Dinei Tuma, therefore it doesn't have the status of the Dovah of a Dovah Sheva Erva. But Al Kopanim, Nida is not a Dovah Sheva Erva. But there was a Havamina that's a Dovah Sheva Erva because the Ikur Din Nida is Nogeya Labayla, that she's Asura. Also the deal the Bible, right? So that's so. But Geirus is not a Dovisha Be'er, Ramesha says. Geirus is not a Dovisha Be'er. But he proves it. He doesn't only argue on the Neidah Behuda in Svara, but Ramesha proves it with two other arguments against the Neidah Behuda. Ramesha says, first of all, what the Neidah Behuda says, that it is a Dovisha Be'erva, but two Eidim Anemon Eid Mipiei, because it's a Milsa Davida Ligluye. Ramesha argues on that. That's not called the Milsa Davida Ligluye. Right? A Milsa Davida Ligluye has to be something where it's Mefursum. What's the story behind Milsa Davida Ligluye? He's not going to lie. No cheshash. We're not afraid that he'll lie, because we can discover, right? We can discover that he lied, that he falsified, right? So we're not afraid that he's going to lie. So Ramesha says Milsa Davida Ligluye, it will not apply in a case like this. What is he saying? Right? What are the Eidim saying? Shamanu, that he was Megaya in Bezdin Ploni. Right? That's not Milsa Davida Ligluye. Milsa Davida Ligluye, that does not need a din of Eidim, is, and I'm just going to read a few lines of Ramesha. Hu rak bedovo she'efsho lihivoda ato ulevare shikro kehodi ishtemo de'inu da'chua de'misno ni'avohu she'efsho she'yivgishua b'nei odom ha'makirim le'isha zeh שיודים מסובי ועשוכי וכן עדוס דמייס ביילה שמוכי אפשר שיובו לכאן להסגר לשיקרו להויד על דובה שאובה ויש שעתו להסגר לשיקרו רק בזה שהחישו הבסדין לא ימה שלא יראו שזה אין הוגיד לגרום שמשקר. Has to be something that we can be megale if he's telling a lie. It's easily, relatively easily discoverable that he lied, so then he's afraid to lie, right? Like the two cases that we know of Milsa Davida Ligluye, and if you got to the Maran Mekoymes on Ishtamo De'inhu, the Maran Yevomis Daf Lamites talks about a person who comes along and he says that Reuven is the brother of Shimon, right? Reuven is the brother of Shimon, and therefore later on when Shimon dies, his wife will be Chayev Yibum to Reuven. We know now that Reuven is the brother, and there can be a din, there will be a din of Yibum. So that's called, Gemara calls that Ishtamo De'inhu. And there's one mandom in the Gemara who says that Afilu Shivcha, Afilu Isha, Eid Echod is going to be Neman in a case like that, because that's something that you can discover with something which is relatively easy to find out whether Reuven is the brother of Shimon. So that's a Milsa Davida Ligluye, or Meis Baila, the Rambam says, is a Milsa Davida Ligluye, right? Eid Echod is Nema by Meis Baila. The Rambam says the reason is because of Milsa Davida Ligluye, because if he shows up next week, if he shows up alive, we'll know that the person was lying. It's something that is She Yisgale Shikro to everyone. Everyone will see that he was lying. So he's chayishesh. He's afraid to lie because of the Milsa Davida Ligluye. It's more complicated than that. The Rambam says it's still the Rabbonan, because you need Daiko Minsevo. But the Yisod, the Rambam says, if that's a Milsa Davida Ligluye. However, over here, when two Eidim come and say, we heard that he was Megaya in Bezdin Ploni. So how would it be a Milsa Davida Ligluye? We can go over to Bezdin Ploni and ask them, right, were you Megayer this individual? And if they say no, so then he'll be discovered to be a liar. So Ramesha says, that's not a Milsa Davida Ligluye, because he could always, the person, the two Eidim who are testifying, Shamanu Shinizgayer Bezdin Ploni, they can contradict the Bezdin, they can say the Bezdin forgot about it. There's a way out. It's not like when you have the husband shows up alive, right? Or you have, it's clear, and it's very clear to everyone who knows Reuven and Shimon, right? Who knows the family, that Reuven is Shimon's brother. That's something where it's Efshel Legalos, right? The avido ligluye, it's something that you can find out. Something very often you can find it out right away. And it's something which is more mefursum. There's a pirsum gadol on that. So then that's a milsa davido ligluye. Exactly what is the gather of milsa davido ligluye is not so easy. It's not so easy to define. I gave you a chuvas or revosh that we'll talk about afterwards. That he says there are different levels in terms of what is a milsa davido ligluye. But Ramayisha claims this would not be a milsa davido ligluye for two edim to say shemanu. And therefore, it's not a milsa davido ligluye, so we have the problem. According to Nadi Behuda, that's a dovish shebe'erva, right? So then how would two edim then want to say, ed mi p'ye? It's not a milsa davido ligluye, right? So that's a second argument of Ramayisha. First argument is, it's not dovish, it's not defined as dovish shebe'erva. Geirus is not dovish shebe'erva because it has to be nogea for issues to be a dovish shebe'erva. And geirus is only tangentially nogea to issues, but primarily it's kedushas Yisrael and noyer bechol dinei Yisrael. And then Ramayisha has a third argument against the noyer Behuda. Anybody know his third argument? Third argument, Ramayisha says, if it would be a dovah sheva erva, then chachomim could make sense, right? That you need edim, two edim, and you need an edus brura, edus gemura, possibly according to chachomim. But then Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make sense. Yehuda says in Chutz Laaretz he's Neman himself, even though he was muchsok as a goy, right? It doesn't make sense. How could it be? How could he be believed if it's a dover? If it's a dover sheva erva, right? And to say it's a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim. Chachomim hold it's a dover sheva erva. Geirus is a dover sheva erva. Yehuda holds it's not a dover sheva erva. We don't find that. We don't find that there's such a fund. The Gemara should have explained that. So to say that Geirus is a dover sheva erva, Ramayisha said, you can't say that. Geirus is Isurim. It's Isurim. And Eid Echad is Nemon Bisurim. Right? But Eid Echad is not Nemon against Ischazik Isura. Right? But Eid Echad, but Geirus has a status of Isur. Ramayisha suggested possibly there's one way out, of one way of answering this question, that according to Rabbi Yehuda in Chutz La'aretz, why is he Nemon on him? Why is he Nemon on himself to say I was Megayer in Bezdin Ploni if it's a Dovashe Be'erva? So Ramayisha suggested, he rejects it outright, but he suggested, anybody know what Ramayisha suggested? It's a Nansahadeh. It's such a big umdana that if a person comes in Chutz La'aretz, a goy comes in Chutz La'aretz, and he says, I was Megayer in Bezdin, right? It's such an umdana that it must be true, because the derech is that a goy will not say that if it's not true. A goy, somebody that we know that he was a goy, and he comes to Bezdin and says, I was Megayer in Bezdin. If it's not true, there's such an anansahadi, such an umdeno gedolo that has the status of two edim. Ramayisha says, it's very hard to say that. Very difficult to say that. So mimela, if you don't have an umdeno gedolo like an anansahadi, so then how could, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could he be believed in Chutz La'aretz? Right? Must be that it's not a dover sheva erva. Geirus is only isurim. Geirus is isurim. Machlokes Reb Moshe and the Noda Behuda as to whether geirus is a dover sheva erva or only has a status of isurim, and therefore eidecha nemon bisurim, but not against ischazik isura. So we still have a problem according to Reb Yehuda in Chutz La'aretz. Since it is Ischazik Isura, so how could he be believed? How could the Ger himself be believed? Right? He's an Eid Echad against Ischazik Isura. So here Ramayisha starts, we're just going to mention this now, but we'll develop it afterwards. Ramayisha says that according to Reb Yehuda, we don't consider it to be Ischazik Isura. Why not? He was this muhsuk as a goy. Why is it not ischazik isura? because that's what the umdana, that if he comes bifoneinu, this ruba de lesser kamon, right? Or he calls it the chazok, ruba de lesser kamon, that if a person comes and he says that I was migayer, right? So that's, it's like a chazokah that he's telling the truth. It's not a nansahadeh. A nansahadeh is like edim, umdeno gedol. But at least it's like a chazokah. It's like a ruba de lesser kamon that can cancel the ischazik yisur. It can nullify the ischazik yisur that he was a goy, right? And therefore we're left without ischazik yisura, right? Because once the ischazik yisura is cancelled, right? It's like ruba v'chazoka, ruba is odif den chazoka, cancels the chazoka, and therefore eid echad is nemen. Once we call it, we define it, ageiros as isurim, it's eid echad nemen bisurim. So that's why he's going to be believed in chutz la'aretz, but not in Eretz Yisrael, because of the chashash mishakeh of shvacha de Eretz Yisrael. But that's only if we say that geiros is isurim. If Geirus is Dova Sheva Erva, right? Even if you'll cancel the Chazoka based on this Ruba, the lesser Kamon, it's still a Dova Sheva Erva and you'll still need to aid him. So he should not be believed in Chutz La'aretz. Those are basically Rav Moshe's arguments. I tell you, this is not an easy Sugya. It's not an easy Sugya. I mean, to work out all the details and the lumdis in it. So basically, Rav Moshe argues on the Neidah Yehuda. Neidah Yehuda says Geirus is a Dover Sheva Erva, right? And that's how we can understand the Chachamim, that you need an Eidus Gemura, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz. But, or possibly Eid Mipi Eid will work, because Neidah Yehuda says Milsa Davida Ligluyim. And Rav Moshe argues on all of those points in the Neidah Yehuda. It's not defined as, Geirus is not defined as a Dover Sheva Erva, because it's not nogea directly to issues. Number two, we cannot call this a milsa davido ligluye, because it's not nitan lihigolos in easily and befirsum, and as we find in the case of Ishtamo de Inhu, where someone testifies about Reuven that he's Shimon's brother. Right, we believe him on that. Or in the case of an Eid Echad who is made Shemez Baila, those are really cases of Milsa Davida Ligluye, because we can prove if he was telling a sheker, right? It's relatively easy to prove that. Masha Enkein in the case of Geirus, and the third argument of Rav Moshe is that if you're going to say it's a Dover Sheva Erva, we don't understand Rabbi Yehuda and Chutz La'aretz, right? And to make a machlokes between Rabbi Yehuda and Chachomim, whether it is a Dover Sheva Erva or not, that's very, 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 very difficult. So Rav Moshe, bottom line, says Geirus is Isurim. It's not Dover Sheva Erva. Then we'll have to see. So how does he explain the machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachomim? We'll come back to that afterwards. But what's the machlokes between Rav Moshe and the Neidah Yehuda about Geirus, whether it's a Dover Sheva Erva or not? What does the Neidah Yehuda hold? How does he define the Dover Sheva Erva? How does the Neidah Yehuda define the Dover Sheva Erva? Anybody? Yeah.
The only Yehuda seems to be saying anything that's Dover Sheva Erva, anything that's no gay at all, and any ramifications in Hakasidus.
That's very hard to say, because you have certain isure issues that are not considered to be a Dover Sheva Erva. But I'm not ruling that out. It could be, that's possible, as long as somehow it has ramifications in terms of issues, it's considered to be a Dover Sheva Erva. In terms of the Tfisas Kedushin, right? Anyone that before there was no Tvitzis Gedushin, and now there is Tvitzis Gedushin, or before the Eidus, we thought that there is Tvitzis Gedushin, and now there's no Tvitzis Gedushin, maybe that's a Dover Sheva Erva. But it could be that the Noida Yehuda has a different definition, and that could be based on the Tosis Rid. The Shef Shmeitzer quotes very famous Tosis, a very famous machlokes between the Tosis Rid and the Rambam. What happens if somebody says that Isha Zu Grusha, and therefore she's also to a Kohen, right? Or she's a Zoyna, or she's a Shvuya, and therefore she's also to a Kohen, right? Is an Eidech HaNemon there, or do we call that a Dova, do we call that a Dova Sheva Erba? Right? So how do we define that? So there's a Tosis Rid in Kiddushin that the Shef Shmeitzer sort of made this famous, this Tosis Rid. The Shef Shmeitzer quotes in the sugya of Ishtoi Zinso Be'ed Echod, right? And Eid Echod is testifying that a man's wife was Mizana, that she become also Lebaila, but Rava says it's a Dova Sheva Erva. Eid Echod is Nemon. But in that sugya, the Tosis Rid says that if someone is made on an Isha, that she's a Shvuya, she's also Lakoyin, or that she's a Grusha and she's also Lakoyin, so he's passed in Chalkli Kohuna, that's a Dovish of Erva, Eid Echod is not Nemon. You need to win. And he proves it, he has a Raya from the sugya in Kiddushin Daf Samech Vav. We're not going to go through the Raya, you'd have to really learn the whole sugya for that, but that's the bottom line. The Tosis Rid says it. The Ritva there on Kiddushin Samech Vav also says it. Psulei testifying that a woman is posul la koyin, is also to marry a koyin, that is Dovah Sheva Erva. Right? That's Dovah Sheva Erva. So what is the pshat in that? So one could say in the Tosis Rid that Psulei Kohuna, that's Psulei Yishus. She's also to marry a kohen. That's a dova sheva erva. Therefore, you need to weigh them on that. The Machne Ephraim originally wants to say that, but then the Machne Ephraim rejects that. He has a raya that psulei kohuna is really not a dova. Is really not a dova sheva erva, and therefore the Machne Ephraim says the definition of dova sheva erva, or part of the definition of dova sheva erva, is a personal status. What is halachic status of the person that is Dovah Sheva Erva. That's included in Dovah. Of course, Dovah Sheva is Gittin Kiddushin, which also has to do with personal status. Is she an Eishes Ish? Is she not an Eishes Ish? Right? Is she a Zoyna? Is she a Soita, a Sur Labayla? So the personal testifying about the personal status of an individual is considered to be a Dovah Sheva Erva. Maimad Ishi, that's the term that they use today. Maimad Ishi, all right? The personal halachic status of the individual. For instance, right? What's the din? See, if you want to come to Beis Din, you see somebody is Mechalo Shabbos, and you come to Beis Din to testify he's Mechalo Shabbos, to pasal him le'edus. He becomes a Rosh and he's pasal le'edus. One aid or two aid? You need, is one aid sufficient for that, or do you need two aid?
Two.
You need two aid. Absolutely, you need to aid him. Right? It's Gerais from Gemaris and Sanhedrin that you need to aid him on that. Right? So there could be two explanations on that. One explanation could be that really it's only Isurim, but he's had a Cheskes Kashrus. So it's an Eidecha testifying against Ischaze Keteira, Ischaze Kashrus. Right? You want to change his status. So therefore, that's why you need to aid him. But another, the Machne Ephraim says, the explanation is because you're testifying about a person's halachic status. Is he kosher liedus? Is he posel liedus? Right? So then you need to aid him. You're focusing, your testimony is about his status. So Mamad Ishi is considered to be, you need to aid him on that, and that's called a Dovah Sheva Erva. So that could be the machlokes between the Noida Yehuda and Rav Moshe. According to the Noida Yehuda, Geirus is a Dovah Sheva Erva because it's an edus on the status of the person. Is he a Jew or is he a Goy? Right? That's concluded in Dovah Sheva Erva. Rav Moshe says, no, that's not Dovah Sheva Erva. Dovah Sheva Erva has to be Dafka, an edus that is nogea to issues, directly nogea to issues. not only has consequences in terms of Ishus. So that would be a hesber in the machlekes between Reb Moshe and the Neida Bihuda. But the Shev Shmaitzer brings a third shita, another shita, the shita of the Rambam, right? And what's the shita of the Rambam? The Rambam paskins that to testify about a woman that she's a grusha, that she's a zoina and posel the kahuna, according to the Rambam, what do you need? How many eidim do you need?
One.
Eid echad is enough. That's the famous Rambam in Perek Tes Zayin, Halacha Vav of Sanhedrin, where the Rambam says that an Isur can be Huchsak be'eid echad, that you'll give Malkus based on that. Right? The Rambam says that if an eid echad comes along, and when do you need to aid him? L'Malkus? When they testify b'shas ma'isa. Isa atzma be'eid echad Yuchsak. Oma eid echad chelav klo yisuzen. Eid echad says this piece of fat is chelav. Or kili akerim heim perisei. L'grusha ozono hi isha zu. V'ochal obol be'eidim acha shehusur bo hareza loika afal pi she'iko hi isa be'eid echad. Because the eid echad had nemonis to testify. He's testifying on an isa. This is chelav. This is kili akerim. The woman is a grusha or a zoina. And then it's huchsak. That the status based on that eid echad, and later on, if he eats this chaylev, and in front of two eidim, they give him asura, he's going to be chayiv malchus, right? That's the Rambam. So you see from this Rambam, the eid echad is neman to testify about a woman that she's a grusha, or that she's a zoina, psulei kahuna, right? Against the Taisus Rid. Machlik is the Rambam and the Taisus Rid. What's the problem? The Shef Shmaitzer asks the problem is, because Elichayrif in this Rambam, you see that Psulei Kahuna, right, is considered to be a Dovah Sheber, is not a Dovah Sheber, it's only Yisurim, but yet, we know from the Gemara in Kiddushin, that to testify that someone is a Ben Grusha, or a Ben Chalutza, or that someone is a Mamzer, right? So that's a Dovah Sheber. And a father is neman to testify that his son is a mamza based on what? Even though he's only Yakir. One. Based on Yakir. Special Gzeres HaKosov of Yakir. You need a special Gzeres HaKosov of Yakir because Mamzerus, Lichayri, is a Dovah Sheberva. So that's why you need a Gzeres HaKosov, that the father is neman. But we know from the Gemara in Kiddushin, Daf Samech Vav, that to testify about someone that he's a Cholol, he's a Ben Grusha or Ben Chalutza, that is a Dovah Sheberva, you need to aid him. So Shef Shmaitzer asked the Kasha on the Rambam, and then the Rambam, how could the Rambam paskin that to be made that she's a grusha or a zoyna eid echad is nemon, but to be made on ben grusha ben chalutza, so that's considered to be a dova. That's considered you need to wait. Lichayrut, it's because it's a dova sheberva. So it seems to be a stira within the Rambam. So Shef Shmaitzer comes up with a very interesting chiluk, right? Very interesting chiluk, right? His chiluk is what?
Psul kahal or
something. No, he's not saying psul kahal. Psul
dot.
What? Psul
toldot.
That's the key word. Whether it's a psul, whether it's a psul sheira derech. Nishava b'mikre, it happened, or it's a psul b'toldo mileda. In other words, is it intrinsically, innately a psul by ben grusha, ben chalutza, or mamza, they were born with that psul, that's intrinsic to them, or it's a psul that just happened to the person. She became a grusha, she became a zona, it happened derech mikre. So then, that's like he compares it to nisnasech yencha, right? That someone's yayin was kosher, and then it became yayin esach. That's isurim. Neid echad is nemon on that, right? So too, a neid echad is nemon to testify. She became a grusha, she became a zayna. But when they were born with that psul, bitolda, mileda, so then you need to weigh them. seems that that would be a Dovah She'Be'erva or something else, why you need to wait him over there. But in the case of Gusha or Zoyna, that Eid Echad is Nemad. The Chazanish says he doesn't understand the Chiluk. What's the difference? If we're going to call it the Dovah She'Be'erva because it's Nogeya to Psulei Kahuna, right? So then it should make a difference whether it's Betolda or Derech Mikra. And Rav Shimon Shkop also asked that. They don't understand what the Chiluk of the Shev Shemaitze is to answer for the Rambam, right? But it should come out if you make such a Chiluk. If you make such a Chiluk between something that happened Derech Mikra, it happened, it's not intrinsic, it's not innate, and something which is intrinsic, right? So then I saw there's an article by Moshe Mordechai Farbstein in one of the volumes of Tchumim, wrote an article many years ago about the problem of Geirus with the Russian Jews, or identifying the Russian Jews who came to Eretz Yisrael, whether they're Jewish or they're Goyim, right? Such a major, major problem. So he focuses on this Nakuda, and it should come out, according to the Shev Shemaitze, possibly, that there's a chiluk between testifying about Geirus or testifying about Yahadus, whether someone was born a Jew or someone became a Jew, right? To testify whether they're born a Jew, right? That's innate, intrinsic, from their birth, right? So maybe you should need to weigh him on that. But to testify that someone became a Jew, right? So maybe that should be like Grusha or Zoyna, right? According to the Shev Shmaitze in the Rambam. But it could be, he says, Rav Moshe Mordechai Farbstein, he's the son of the Rav Avraham Farbstein, was the Rosh Hashiva of Chevron in Yerushalayim. So that's his son. I think he's also a Rosh Hashiva there in Chevron today. He wants to explain, what is the Svara? What's the Svara of the Shev Shmaitze? What's the difference whether it's Betolda or it happens Derech Mikra? So he says, possibly the Pshad is that if someone, if he's posel mi leida, that's a shinui b'mahuso shalodam. It defines the person. Person's a mamzer. The person is a cholom. It's a definition of the mahus, of the essence of the person. And to define the essence of the person, you need to weigh him. But if a person, a woman, becomes a grusha, she becomes a zayna, that doesn't define her essence. When you're born into something, that's your essence. But the person's born into nobility. Their essence is they're noble. They have nobility, royalty, right? That's their essence when you're born into it. But when something just happens later on, that doesn't define the essence. We don't say it's a shinui in the mahus of the person, but rather there are certain dinin del chala. Grusha cannot marry a kohen. A zoyner cannot marry a kohen. But it's not the essence. Not the mahus of the person. That's what he wants to say.
Yeah.
So that is the essence of a person, right? When a goy becomes a Jew, he's kikotin shenoy ladom, right? He's a new person. It's defining his essence now, his mahus. So therefore, even according to the Shev Shmaitze, geirus, right? Geirus could be. It's possible to say that Geirus would have a requirement of two aidim because it's the mahus of the, it's defining, redefining the mahus of the person. Okay, it's a svara. But al kol panim, what do we come out with? We have a noida bihuda that Geirus is a dovah she'be'erva, right? And Rav Moshe says Geirus is only surim, it's not a dovah she'be'erva. And then we have the Noida Bihuda, the Machloikis might be that Noida Bihuda, the Rav Moshe holds, Dovah She'Be'erva is what's Nogeya to Ishus, Dafka. And the Noida Bihuda holds whatever is the Mamad Ishi, personal status, Right? The halachic status of the person, that's included in Dova, in Dova Shev Erva. And then we have the Shitas HaRambam that the Shev Shmaitzer says there's a difference between testifying about a woman that she's a Grusha, or testifying about Ben Chalutza, Ben Grusha, Ben Chalutza, he's a Cholol, he's a Mamze. That has a stat. There you need to aid him, because that Lichayro is considered to be, since it's the it's Betolda, it's the Mahus of the person, that might be considered to be a Dovah Sheba Erva, but not just something that happens to the person, like Grusha or Zayin. Okay, so we have Noid Yehuda, a possible shot that he gives in the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. Ramesha disagrees, he undermines the whole Hanocha, the whole premise of the Noid Yehuda. So then, how do we understand the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? Gerus is Isurim, right? So what should we say? We should say, Eidecho Nemon v'Isurim, right? Eidecho Nemon v'Isurim. But what's the problem? You can't say over here, Eidecho Nemon v'Isurim, because of what? Ischazik Muchsok that he's an Akum, right? Ischazik Isura that he's a Goy, and therefore he shouldn't be Nemon, because Eidecho does not nemon against Ischazik Yisur. But then we have a problem. If it's Ischazik Yisur that he's a goy, how could Rabbi Yehuda say in Chutz La'aretz that he's going to be, that he's nemon on himself? You don't need to wait him. So Ramesha says, what you have to say, right? What you have to say, and that's one problem. The other problem is, why do we need a pasuk? Right? Why do we need a pasuk that he's not going to be Nemon in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and according to Chachamim, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, he's not Nemon based on Psukim. If it's simply a case of Ischazik Yisura that he's a guy, we know the principles of Eidecho Nemon Bisur. Eidecho does not Nemon against Ischazik Yisura. So Ramesha says what? What's the main point that Ramesha says here? What you have to say is that although it's Ischazik Yisura, as we mentioned before, right? Ramesha says you have to say that chazoka, there's a reyes on that chazoka was nullified. The chazoka that he was a guy was nullified when he comes and he says, I was Megayer in a certain bezdin, right? So that undermines the chazoka, cancels the chazoka. Why? Because there's a ruba, the lesser kamon, that he's not going to say, if he really was not Megayer, a goy is not going to come and claim that he's a Jew, right? So that, it's not an anansahade, it's not proved equivalent to Edim, equal to Edus, but it is like a ruba, the lesser kamon. So we can undermine, it can cancel the ischazik yisura. So Mela, so the chazoka, the ischazik yisura goes off. It's isurim, and therefore we understand Rabbi Yehuda very well now. Then the chutz la'aretz, why is he going to be believed? Because eidecho nemon bisurim. And the chidu shakra is, even though we don't know whether he's a Jew or he's a guy, right? We don't know that yet. He's coming and saying, we know he was a goy before, now he's coming and testifying that he became a Jew. So the Torah says, that's the pasuk tells us that he's going to be Nemon like any Yisrael, the Isurim. Right? Eidecho's Nemon Bisurim without Ischazik Yisura. Over here, the Ischazik Yisura was removed. So the pasuk tells us that we view him, that we believe him, we trust his Eidus, like in Eidecho Nemon Bisurim, where it's low Ischazik Yisura. That's in Chutz La'aretz. Right? What about Eretz Yisrael? He needs to aid him, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why? Because in Eretz Yisrael, the Pasuk, that's the Pasuk, Mamish, that's telling us, that in Eretz Yisrael, you need to aid him. Ba'artzechem, right? Ba'artzechem, you need to aid him, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Why do you need to aid him? Cheshash shvachah de Eretz Yisrael. The Torah is telling us that in Eretz Yisrael, there's a cheshash mishakeh, that maybe he will lie, right? And therefore you don't believe him. You need to wait him. So that's a chiddush of the pasuk. The chiddush of the pasuk, that you need to wait him, says Rav Moshe. since it's a chiddush of the pasuk because of chashash mishakeh that you need to aid him, but you those two aid him can be aidus based on aid mipi aid. Even if it's an aid mipi aid, that's sufficient to take off the chashash mishakeh. One aid, we're not going to trust him because of the chashash mishakeh. But you need two aidim. But the two aidim can be an aid mipi aid because it's a chidush hakro that you need the two aidim because of chashash mishake. As long as they say shemanu shenizgaya bevezdin ploni, that's going to be good enough. Not because of milsa davida ligluye. It's not that it doesn't reach that level of milsa davida ligluye, Ramesh says. But that's the chidush hakro was that you need two aidim. And as long as they said shomanu shenizgaya bevezdin ploni, that will be sufficient. So we understand Reb Yehuda, according to Ramesh. What's the pshat in the chachamim? That bein ba'aretz bein b'chutz la'aretz, you need two aidim. So the Rosh has two different explanations of the chachamim. For one explanation, Chachamim hold that to aid him with an aid mipi aid will be Nemon according to Chachamim. And the second explanation is that you need Eidos Brura. So Ramesha says, what's the explanation? What are those two explanations? If we say that the Chachamim hold that you need to aid him, Bein Ba'aretz, Bein B'chutz La'aretz, but it can be based on aid mipi aid, right? So what's the pshat in the Chachamim? Chachomim basically agree to Rav Yehuda that the Ischazik Isura goes off. It's Isurim, Geirus is Isurim. Either was an Ischazik Isura, he was Muchsuk as an Akum, but that Ischazik Isura is cancelled because the Ruba the Lesser come on. Right? So it should be Eidechon Nemon be Isurim. But the Chachomim hold that there's a Chashash Mishaker both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz. Even though you don't have Shvocha de Eretz Yisrael in Chutz La'aretz, but there could be other ulterior motives that he has. When he comes and says, I became a Jew, maybe he has some other ulterior. He wants to marry a Bas Yisrael. You can think of many, many possible ulterior motives. So there's a Cheshach HaChomim hold. Once he's Muchsok as an Akum, the Torah says you need two aidim because of the chashash mishaker. But if it's only chashash mishaker, then the chachomim in chutz la'aretz, right? And bein be'eretz Yisrael, bein b'chutz la'aretz, or the equivalent of Rabbi Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael. You need two aidim, but it could be aid mipi aid because the only reason why you need two aidim is because of the chashash mishaker. And the fact that you have to aid him, and they're saying that aid me PA, that he was Megayim and Bez and Ploni, that's sufficient to take off the chashash Mishake. So that's if you learn the first pshad in the Rosh. The second pshad in the Rosh is what? That you need to aid Eidus Brura, right? Eidus Gemura, without aid me PA, according to Chachomim. So what is the pshat according to that? And that's the way the Rif and the Rambam paskin that you need two aidim. According to the Chachomim, it has to be an Eidus Gemura. No aid mipi aid. Aid mipi aid only works according to Rabbi Yehuda in Eretz Yisrael. But according to Chachomim, you need an Eidus Gemura. So what is the pshat in that? Says Rav Moshe. And then you have to say that the Chachomim disagree with Rabbi Yehuda that this chazoko, this ruba the lesser kamon will cancel the ischazik isur. That the chachomim basically hold that the he remains in the status of ischazik isur. We don't say that this ruba the lesser kamon is strong enough that it really is a ruba de lesser kamon to cancel the ischazik isura, and therefore it has a status of what? Eid echad against ischazik isura. What happens when you have an eid echad against ischazik isura? You need two aidim. You need two aidim with all dine edus. You need two Eidim to testify in Beis Din. You cannot be Eid mipi Eid. And that's what Rav Moshe, at the end of the Truva, very end of the Truva, he says, there's a raya from this Rosh to the Ksois in Mishoviv Nesivis. The Ksois in Mishoviv Nesivis, you know what the Mishoviv Nesivis is, right? The Nesivis wrote against the Ksois, and then the Mishoviv Nesivis is the Ksois defending himself against the Nesivis, right? So it's in the back of the Ksois. So the Ksois and Mishoviv Nesivis, there's a machloikis here between the Nesivis and the Ksois. Whenever you have an Ischazik Yisur, Eidecho Nema Bisurim, but not against Ischazik Yisur. So what's the, so you need two Eidim. So what is the requirement now of those two Eidim? It's still basically Yisurim. It's not Dovah Sheberva, it's not Momin, it's not Nefoshis. So the Ksois says that you need two Eidim, full-fledged Eidus. Regular Eidus has to be in Beis Din, has to be in Beis Din, it cannot be Eid Mipi Eid, right? Full-fledged Eidus, and the Nesivis disagrees. And the Nesivis says, when you have the Ischazik, Eid Echo does not believe against the Ischazik Yisur, so you need two Eidim, but it doesn't have to be in Beis Din. You don't need Beis Din. It doesn't become, that doesn't have a chalos of Eidus, like Dini Mominis and Dini Nefoshis, which require Beis Din, and Eidus is only in Beis Din. Outside of Beis Din, it's not called Eidus. Not by Yisurim, the Nesivis says. If it's Ischazik Yisuri, you need to aid him, but it doesn't require Beis Din. Comes the Mishoviv Nesivis, and he says, no, it has to be in Beis Din. Once it's Ischazik Yisuri by Yisurim, it becomes full-fledged Eidus, so you need Beis Din. So Rav Moshe says that this Rosh would be a Raya, the way I'm learning, it would be a Raya to the Ksais, the Mishoviv Nesivis. Right? Because if we say that according to the Chachomim, Bein ba'oretz, bein b'chutz la'oretz. Right? Bein ba'oretz, bein b'chutz la'oretz. You need an Eidus Gemura. So why do you need an Eidus Gemura? Because it's still Ischazik Yisur. See, in Rabbi Yehuda, you can't say that. In Rabbi Yehuda, you have to say that the Ischazik Yisur was cancelled. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds in chutz la'oretz, and this will answer the Korban Nesanil's question. Right? Hey, where do you see this distinction between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim? So Rav Moshe says so beautifully. In according to Rabbi Yehuda, we see in Chutz La'aretz and Eid Echodes Neman. Right? It's only in Eretz Yisrael that you need to aid him. So you have to say that the Ischazik Yisura of Akum was cancelled. Right? Otherwise, why is an Eid Echod Neman in Chutz La'aretz? So you have to say it's cancelled. So then why in Eretz Yisrael, according to Rabbi Yehuda, do you need to aid him? But the Ischazik Yisur was cancelled there as well. The answer is Shrocha Eretz Yisrael, Chashash Mishakim. That's why the Torah says you need to aid him in Eretz Yisrael. But according to the Chachomim, who hold there's no difference between Eretz Yisrael and Chutz La'aretz, in both places you need to aid him, right? In both places you need to aid. So then you don't have to say that the Ischazik Yisur was cancelled, right? The reason why you need to aid him is because they're testifying against Ischazik Yisur. So Eid Echod is not Neman. So therefore you'll need to aid him. It'll have to be in Eidus Gemura in Beis Din without Eid Mipi Eid. Right? That's how Rav Moshe wants to explain the second day in the Rosh. So the suffix, so Rav Moshe says, the suffix that the Rosh had in the Chachamim is, right? How to understand the Pshat of Chachamim that you need to aid him, but Eretz Yisrael over Chutz La'aretz? Do we say that basically they agree with the premise of Rabbi Yehuda that the Ischazik Yisura is cancelled, is nullified based on the Ruba the Lesser Kamon, that a person, a goy, would not come and declare that he's a Jew if he really was not Megayer? So that cancels the Ischazik Yisura, and therefore he's Neman in Chutz La'aretz, but in Eretz Yisrael you need to aid him because of Chashash Meshaka. But then you have the Kula of Eid Mipi Eid. All you need is to aid him, but they can rely, right? It can be to aid him based on Shomanu. Right? So do the Chachomim agree to that yisod of Rabbi Yehuda that the Yischazik Yisura is canceled, but it's just that the Chachomim hold there's a cheshash mishake both in Eretz Yisrael and in Chutz La'aretz, and that's why you'll need two edim. But the two edim will be believed with an eid mipi, with an eid mipi. Or do we say the other tzad that the Rosh had? Do we say that according to Chachomim they disagree on the whole premise, right? They hold that this ruba the lesser kamon, this svara that we have, that he wouldn't lie, a goy would not lie and say he's a Jew, if he really were not Megaya, is not so strong. It's not so strong that it can really cancel the Yischazik Yisur. It's not really even a ruba de lesser kamon that can cancel the Yischazik Yisur. So it remains a case of Yischazik Yisur. If it remains Yischazik Yisur, so then you need to weigh him. Because Eid Echad is not Nemun against this Chazik Yisrael. You need to aid him, Bezdin, and ABPA is going to be possible. You need Eidus Kamura. That would be the two possible explanations. So this is basically Ramesh's Tshuva. And it's Ramesh, like, opens up the Sukhya. It's, what is the Machloikis? What are the fundamental principles in the Suri, not just on the Dover Sheba Erva part where the Geirus is a Dover Sheba Erva. That's the Yesod. It's not a Dover Sheba Erva, it's Yisurim. So we should say Eid Echa Nemun Bisurim, but we don't say Eid Echa Nemun Bisurim against Yischazik Yisurim. So somehow, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you have to undermine the Yischazik Yisurim. Right? So that the Ruben, that's what Rabbi Yehuda holds. The Yischazik Yisurim is cancelled, but the Chachomim, question is whether the Chachomim hold the Yischazik Yisurim is cancelled as well. But they just told it's cheshash mishake bein ba'oritz bein b'chutz la'oritz. Or did the Chachomim disagree in principle? The Yischazik Yisurah is not canceled. Therefore, Eid Echad is not Nemun. That's why you need to aid him, and you need an Eidus Gemurah. At least according to the way the Ksais learns. This will not work according to the Nesivis, because according to the Nesivis, when it's Yischazik Yisurah by Eid Echad, right, you need to aid him, but you don't need, right, you don't need Bezdin, right, you don't need Bezdin, and therefore aid me p'aid should be good enough as well, because the reason of aid me p'aid is that you're not hearing, the Eidus is not in Bezdin, the first set of aidim testified outside of Bezdin. It could very well be, though, I'm just adding this, it could very well be that if we would want to say, just learn slightly differently than Ramesha, that the two dais in the Rosh, right, to give it a lumdisha twist, that the two dais in the Rosh, whether according to the Chachomim you need Eidus Gemura or Eidus Eid Mipiyed would work, right, taking Ramesh's basic Mahalach, that it's Eid Echad against Yischazik Yisur, and that's why you need to aid him, maybe the two dais could be totally on Nesivis and Ketzois. According to the Ketzois, when it's Yischazik Yisura, you need Eidus Gemura in Bezin. Eid Mipiyei will not work. According to the Nesivis, when it's Yischazik Yisura, so you need to aid him. But you don't need Bezin, and therefore Eid Mipiyei could possibly work as well. That could possibly work as well. But the Ramesha doesn't say that. So basically we have in the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim, we have the Noida Yehuda's approach, Dover Sheba Erva, and we have Ramesh's approach, not a Dover Sheba Erva, it's Yisurim, right? But the question is whether we're going to say Eid Echad Nemun Yisurim over here, because it's a case of Yischazik Yisura, and Ramesh gives the explanation of Rabbi Yehuda and the Yehuda and the Chachamim. Just the third approach of the... There must be about five or six different ways of possibly learning here, but these are the main, I think the main approaches. There's the Mirkeves HaMishneh that we spoke about yesterday on that Rambam in Halacha Yud. Mirkeves HaMishneh wants to learn a totally different pshat in the Machlokes of Yehuda and the Chachamim. We're talking about a case of Yischazik Yisura, Muchsok that is a goy, right? Muchsok that is a goy. What's their Machlokes? So he introduces the idea of biyodoi lihisgaya. Maybe he has nemonis because of biyodoi. So Rabbi Yehuda holds what? That he's going to be nemon in chutz la'aretz because of, he holds that there's a svara biyodoi lihisgaya. So that gives you nemonis. right? Against the chazaka. We know that biyodo works against the chazaka, right? Vayelech ha-neman bisurin biyodo works, right? Biyodo lishkot, biyodo lahafrish truma. It works against the chazaka. So over here, then he learned, Rabbi Yehuda learns, it is biyodo lisgaya. In Eretz Yisrael, though, cheshash mishakeh, shvachad Eretz Yisrael. We're not going to rely. The Torah says, don't rely on the nemonis of biyodo. You need to wait. What did the Chachamim hold? So this is what the Mekeres HaMishnah introduces, this idea. Chachamim hold, it's not called. Geirus is not called Biyodoi Lizgaya. It's not Biyodoi. Why not? Because, as we saw yesterday, Rebbe Chonon, who says that you'll find a Bezdin that will be maskim to be Magayi? So the Chachamim held, it's not called Biyodo. If it's not called Biyodo, we remain with Ischazek Isura. If you remain with Ischazek Isura, so therefore you need to wait. Right? So that's a different mahalach than Reb Moshe. But bottom line, what's critical in explaining the Machlekes Reb Yehuda Chachamim is the notion. Is the idea over here that it was Ischazik Yisura. How do you get, can you get rid of the Ischazik Yisura, or you can't get rid of the Ischazik Yisura, right? If you can get rid of it, right, you can cancel the Ischazik Yisura, then Eidech or can be Nemon, right? Unless there's Chashash Mishake. If you can't cancel the Ischazik Yisura, so then you need to wait him. Because Eidech does not Nemon against Ischazik. That's the way we paskin anyway. It's a shayla in the Gemara in Yevamis. And in the 10th Perek, where the Eid Echad is Neman against Ischazik Yisur, but almost all Rishonim Paskin that he's not Neman against Ischazik Yisur. Okay, so I hope this opened up the sugya a little bit. Yesterday we sort of just started, we left off with a lot of questions, but I think almost all the questions have been answered. The main questions that we had were, is it Dovish Ve'erva, is it not a Dovish Ve'erva? How can you have two Eidim who are Nemon, right, with an aid Mipi Eid? And what's the difference? What are the two Deis in that the Rosh quotes in the Chachomim? What is that? What's the basis of those two days? Where the Chachomim hold ABPA is sufficient, or Chachomim require Eidus Gemura, and so on. Okay, so tomorrow we have a little bit more to finish up on this Inyan, and then we're going to start the next Gemara tomorrow. Niskayarti Beini Levein Atzmi, like the next 15 lines of Take a look on your own at the, maybe we'll talk a little bit tomorrow about the Ravosh, about the definition of Milsa Davida Ligluye and Mishoivim Nisivis. You can look up on your own.
Is there a
rule to
say that the
Gair
himself is a
Nehemon? Yeah, he's an Nehemon. How's an Nehemon? You can be an Nehemon. Now be an Nehemon yourself. There's no Din of the Gair, but don't know. There's no Din of the Gair.
Oh, really? So no. I'm saying, why does everyone say that the Migul, that I could have said, why do they have the Migul?
Why do you have the...
Like, sometimes it's a gear.